Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 9th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI Framework, AI Propaganda, OpenAI Blueprint, AI Trust. AI Framework. At the KubeCon EU in London, Solo.io announced its MCP Gateway, a tool designed to integrate open-source model context protocol with AI models, linking them to data sources and external tools within cloud environments. This setup facilitates the creation of AI agents. The MCP Gateway, part of the K-Gateway project, acts as an API gateway native to Kubernetes, an orchestrating platform for containers. It's backed by the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, which has seen growing demand for cloud-native course certifications. Additionally, Solo.io handed over the KAGENT framework to CNCF, aiding the adoption of autonomous AI agents for automating tasks. This open-source framework includes three main components: agents that analyze data, make decisions, and execute tasks, built-in tools following the MCP standard, and an interface for building and deploying agents based on Microsoft's AutoGen framework. According to Solo.io's CEO Idit Levine, KAGENT and MCP Gateway are just the beginning of a broader vision, aiming for software that interprets and executes tasks from natural language inputs. While humans currently manage these processes, AI is expected to take over these responsibilities soon. More programs are expected from Solo.io in the coming months to advance this goal. AI Propaganda. A recent study led by researchers from the University of Zurich has uncovered how AI technologies have been utilized to bolster a Russian disinformation campaign. The investigation reveals that AI can help state-supported propagandists expand their reach without sacrificing persuasive power. Journalists and researchers discovered that the news site DCWeekly.org was part of a Russian propaganda network, spreading pro-Russian and anti-Ukrainian narratives. Initially, content was largely copied from right-wing media, but after September 20, 2023, AI rewriting allowed the use of a broader range of sources while maintaining the intended tone. The study analyzed nearly 23,000 articles, showing that AI enabled more than a twofold increase in publication rates and topic diversity, from purported Russian successes in Ukraine to critiques of U.S. gun legislation. An American survey confirmed that AI-enhanced content remained just as convincing as its predecessors, highlighting the potential impact and challenges posed by AI-driven propaganda. OpenAI Blueprint. OpenAI has rolled out an economic blueprint for the European Union, highlighting four key principles for a successful AI strategy. Stressing the need for significant infrastructure development, regulatory simplification, and widespread AI adoption, the document urges EU member states to act decisively in advancing AI development. The blueprint emphasizes building technological foundations, simplifying regulations, and promoting responsible AI development aligned with European values. OpenAI calls for an AI compute scaling plan to boost the EU's computing capacity by 300% by 2030. A 1 billion euro AI accelerator fund for pilot projects, and the training of 100 million Europeans in AI skills, supported by 10,000 AI competence ambassadors. AI Trust. Two fresh studies reveal a growing divide in perceptions of artificial intelligence. A Pew Research Center report highlights a contrast between those creating AI and those living alongside it. From a survey of over 1,000 AI experts and more than 5,000 US adults, it emerges that experts are generally optimistic, while the public remains anxious and skeptical. While three-quarters of experts believe in AI's beneficial potential, only one-quarter of the public agrees. Meanwhile, findings from Gallup and the Walton Family Foundation show that Gen Z is highly engaged with AI tools, yet more often feel anxious than excited, with only 27% feeling hopeful. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.